Тази седмица по Радио Тангра Мега Рок. Джак Дариелс, група номер едно. Фантастичните Warrior Soul. Вокалистът Кори Кларк. След няколко дни ще има концерт в София. Pleasure films of landscapes dying. А тук по радиото ще се върнем в историята и музиката на групата, която се бореше срещу системата и тотално загуби. Warrior Soul. Номер едно по Радио Тангра Мега Рок. Jack Daniels, имото уиски, Jack
Daniels, всеки ден. Дами и господа, Кори Кларк в нашето студио. Ladies and gentlemen, Кори Кларк himself, hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm fantastic, how about you?
I've been worse.
Кори е в нашето студио и си играе с нашите слушалки. What I like a lot for years about your band is that it was marked on the Fucker compilation. The band that fought America, fought the system, and ultimately lost. You don't look like a loser to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish there was a million more people like you out there.
Yeah, well, probably we are going to have more with you being on the radio today. Казах му, че това, което най-много съм харесал винаги в тази група е надписът, който ние цитираме непрекъснато на гърба на диска Fucker, а именно това е групата, която се бореше с Америка и се бореше с системата, но тотално загуби. Да ми изглеждаш като загубеляк. Той каза, така ли, харесвам те, би трябвало и бих искал да има още 1 милион хора като теб. So,
I hope they understood what you just said, dude.
Yeah, you didn't?
No. But I'm thinking it's complimentary because you haven't thrown me out of here yet.
No, yeah, but still, you came here in this town yesterday, so you have plenty of time to learn some Bulgarian shit, right?
Yeah. First off, who's this chick on the Daisy Noise Club cover?
That's
who I want to know.
She's English.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, tell her to come to the show.
Yeah. Попита коя е мацката. Това е първият му въпрос, която е на обложката на предишния албум на Daily Noise Club, Rock and Roll Fix. Аз му казах, тя англичанка, веднага да дойде на нашия концерт. Please tell us, it's been already 3 weeks since the beginning of 2015. How has it been? What have you been up to?
I can't remember.
Yeah?
I'll tell you this.
Yeah?
I've been rocking. We've done about 9 shows all through Europe. Including Switzerland, Italy, Germany, Holland, and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And we just came down, courtesy of my friend Vix.
Mm-hmm.
And we did want to try and open up the Bulgarian market.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Всъщност попитах го вече 3 седмици, живеем, че почти 4 от началото на 2015, какво прави. Той каза, ми да си спомним, всъщност имахме 8-9 концерта в държави като Швейцария, Германия, Холандия и така нататък. И сега заради моя приятел Викс съм тук, Виктор наистина е тук, спуснал дълга коса до кръста, за да открием нашето място в българския пазар.
Does anybody know what he's saying? Come
Vix.
On.
Yeah, Vix.
Is it cool? Okay, great. Continue.
Relatively. Някой дали разбира аз какво превеждам, той каза, защото не знам всъщност какво ще дадам. Yeah, for sure. How long are you going to stay here?
As long as possible.
Той ще остане тук колкото е възможно по-дълго. Do you actually live in the States or in Europe?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Call my lawyer.
I don't have his number and I fucking don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. Try to, please.
I live on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody else.
Whoa.
Unless you're really lucky, you live somewhere else.
Yeah, but an American band used to say that outer space is just a martini away, so...
Well, maybe for them. It's 3 martinis for me.
Yeah?
But, I think that living wherever it's really warm is a good idea.
Well, you came to the right place.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's like you don't need ice cubes around here.
Yeah. Well, not today, yeah.
No, but the truth is, I'm up in Scotland right now. And,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of moving to southern Italy, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know that I've got a tour in the U.S. in June, so I'm going to be back in the USA. And it'll be fun to be back there for a while. And,
be ready for another
visit New York.
For another series of Bulgarian words now.
Okay.
България, колко ще останеш, колкото е възможно по-дълго. Иначе ти къде живееш, в Щатите или в Европа? Той каза, където и да е, всъщност, ако трябва да бъда честен, живее на земята. Мисли си да се премести на някакво топло място на, в Южна Италия, например. Тук в България си дошъл наистина на правилното място, тук е доста топло. Всъщност Кори каза, да, не ви трябват ледчета да си правите за рапидките. Но всъщност през юли ще бъде ратурле в Штатите, така че ще видим. You mentioned Southern Italy. So what is your poison today? Are you more into wine? Because Southern Italy is...
I love wine, you know what I mean?
Wine, yeah. No. Or beers.
I don't know. I mean, I love wine, of course. I just woke up, so I don't know. But whatever, you know, thing is...
I'll call you in 2 hours
like
to ask you the same question again.
I like whiskey. Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody comes down to show tonight with either whiskey, wine, or whatever...
Yeah, it's tomorrow, the show, yeah.
All right, tomorrow, I mean tomorrow, man.
Всъщност, попитах го да се заместиш в Италия. Това значи ли, че си падаш по вирото? Това ли е нещото, което харесваш? Той каза, обичам и уиски, и водка, каквото да доведете до вечера.
Margaritas, tequila.
Margaritas.
Very nice.
You actually spotted the Public Image Limited CD.
Oh, it's so great, dude.
The thing is that tomorrow...
It's the best stuff.
The 31st of January is Johnny Lydon's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah. So... you've been a very much like a punk icon. It's interesting to know to what extent you raising up in New York, to what extent the British punk bands have influenced you, or you were more into the Ramones and that scene.
Well, I lived near CBGB's, like two blocks from CBGB's for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't part of that scene because it's later than that. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from the school of rebellion, rock and roll rebellion, like Iggy Pop and
MC5.
MC5 for sure. Mm-hmm. And the whole movement there. And then you had Ted Nugent and Bob Seger. And you had Motown, which was a rebellious thing as well.
Yeah.
And I came from Detroit, the heart of rebellion. Fighting for the working man, let's go for it.
Yep.
Then I moved to New York City, and that's when I, you know, I don't know, that's how I got signed and did all my stuff that mm-hmm. way. But the influence of the English and the Ramones, you mm-hmm. know, the Pistols and the Ramones are a huge influence on me, as well as Hendrix or,
yeah.
you know, Bob Dylan or mm-hmm. people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, Public Image, I love this band.
Той забеляза нашия метален бокс, това кръгло издание на албума Public Image Limited. И тъй като концертът утре се пада точно на рождения ден на Джони Ротън или Джони Лайден.
Very exciting. 31-ви. Great band, dude.
Yeah. Попитах го, добре, да всъщност ти като американец от нью-йоркската сфера, от кои беше по-повлиян, от британски групи като Sex Pistols или от Ramones в Нью-Йорк? Той каза, аз всъщност съм от Детройт, но иначе живях 6 години съвсем близо до CBGB's, клуб, който за съжаление затвориха. В Детройт израснахме с борберостта и бунтарството на Iggy Pop и MC5, но също така и Боб Сигър, Боб Дивър и така нататък, Джими Хендрикс, разбира се, но всъщност тази комбинация от британските Pistols и от американските Ramones е в основата на нещо. There is one very huge punk anthem of yours that I want to play right now so you can have a beer.
Thank you.
Of course it's,
yeah.
It's, of course it's punk and belligerent and drunk also. Right. Bar and time. Să mi-e Cory v v nașe tu studio Cory Clark. I was thinking you just mentioned Hendrix.
Yeah.
You are in a position to tell me according to you. Well, I'm sure that you have met so many great guitarists through the years, but
oh yeah.
Is there someone that was born that can say I have topped Hendrix?
John McLaughlin.
Yeah.
You know, Intermountain Flame pretty much tops everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the new guitar players that are, you know, endorsed by Gibson and, you know, whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're all great. I mean, there's so many great guitar players. It's amazing. But not many people have the feel, you know. It's you can be technical and you can have all that. And there's a feel to that as well. But if you really want to have emotion and put stuff down, you got to find somebody and work with them and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
The album you're holding right there.
Yeah.
Warrior Soul Destroy the War Machine. Mm-hmm.
The so-called Chinese democracy.
Hey, you, maybe it is to me. I don't know if you can see me on the radio right now, but I'm like, yeah. Anyway, this guy, Rilla Lundell,
mm-hmm.
he's from a musical family, well-known artist in Sweden, mm-hmm. and he's an amazing guitar player, and there's some solos on that record. It's mm-hmm. just curl your hair, you know. And John Rico was great. Well, all my guitar players are good.
Говорихме за китаристи, защото тук си говорихме, че този албум, който всъщност в момента използваме, е записван в студиото Electric Lady Land. Става дума, разбира се, за Salutations from the Ghetto Nation. Аз практически записвах този албум в спалнята на Джими Хендрикс. Попитал го, според теб имал си шанса да работиш и да се срещнеш с толкова много китаристи на света. Има ли някой, който успял да го надскочи? Той каза Джон Маклафлин, но всъщност с смях каза, има адски много китаристи днес, които са технически много добре, но е много важно чувството. Ето, например, този диск, към който сега ще минем, а именно Destroy the War Machine, Билли Лъндел от Швеция, от едно страхотно шведско музикално семейство и наистина е страхотен. Actually, there is that guy that been following you through a hell lot of time. That guy, what was the name? The bass player. Pete McClanahan? What happened to him?
Pete's still rocking, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We just toured with him last year.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, he's great, uh-huh. man.
Pete McClanahan, the legend says that when you were, in, before recording the first album, that
yes.
Geffen told you, you fire all the guys. You
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, but I keep Pete.
Yeah, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first problem. I should have realized not to sign with Geffen.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I kept Pete because he's a great bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have a song called Hero, wouldn't have a song called The Losers. You wouldn't have a lot of material without Pete McClanahan. Mm-hmm. He's the man, dude.
Всъщност, спомняте си тази история, която ви разказваме през тази седмица по радиото, е, че когато сключва първия си договор с Geffen, те му казват, изгони всички от групата, само той каза, окей, но ще запазя Пит Макланахан. Това беше една от основните грешки. Всъщност, не трябваше да подписвам договор с Geffen, каза Кори, но всъщност Пит, ако не беше той, нямаше да има толкова много песни, а иначе миналата година той беше с мен на турне. Here in Europe, well, Bulgaria as part of it, we've been always very much amazed by how you Americans divide people into losers and winners. I can see that you're pretty sensitive on that.
You call me American, dude?
No, but you have lyrics
I'll divide you right now.
That obviously talk about the American society. Is it? I mean, being a punk rocker or a punk rocker fan, it automatically puts you on the side of the losers.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you think about what people consider mm-hmm. are losers.
Yeah.
I don't consider anybody losers except for people that are rich and that take advantage of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are losers.
Yeah.
The rest of us are everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a hierarchy that runs a planet
mm-hmm.
that is losers. That is
yeah.
that is the definition of losers.
Mm-hmm.
People that are extremely wealthy, take advantage of the poor, destroy freedom. That's losers.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are winners.
Yeah.
We live this planet, we make it work.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Because most of the Americans that we met, not musicians though, consider a bit different.
Well,
I mean, probably they misuse the notion of the words.
You need to stop hanging out with George Bush and his friends.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, George, I'm not coming to your barbie this Saturday. Говорихме си за това как американците са толкова силно използват разделението между хората на losers и winners, на заговеряци и такива, които са готините пичове. Той казва всъщност, ако ме наричаш американец, веднага си тръгвам, обиден съм. Но след това си говорихме за това. Всъщност за мен има нещастници, лузери. Това са всичките тези ултрабогати типове по земята, които се възползват от другите хора. Ние всички останали сме просто страхотни, нормални хора. So, yeah, what's next? I mean, what was going to record next, you? Is it going to be a solo Corey Clark album?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? It's like we've got the new album, Payback's a Bitch, that I recorded in Portugal, which has got all these different feels to it. It's a really great record. I don't know if you've got it, Payback's a Bitch. It's very good. And it's I dedicate that to, you know, all the people that I want to get kick their ass, you know what I mean? But, the next thing I'm going to do, I'm not sure. I've been discussing it with a few people. I might do a covers album to put out towards June. In the meantime, I want to work on something that's more like Space Age Playboys. And something that's really fast, really hard. And hopefully will be exciting. And will get me excited to get out of bed and do some work on it.
Всъщност, какво ще е следващото нещо, което ще запише? Той каза, ми не знам, след този новия ми солов албум, последния ми солов албум, с който исках да го посветя всички тези нещастници, които съм искал да сритам по задниците. Може би ще направим, не знам, всичко зависи от това какво ще ме накара да изляза от леглото и да се занимавам с нещо интересно. Are you reconsidering of letting your hair grow again?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah. I cut it about as short as I'm gonna get short. And now it's time to cut and let it go again.
Да, попитах го дали всъщност възнамерява да си пусне отново косата. Той каза в интерес на истината да, защото...
Hey, listen, girls, I'm still good looking, dude.
Той казва, момичета, чуйте, аз съм все така добре изглеждащ. You have a huge knowledge also in producing stuff. And, well, what is interesting about the sound of your band? It's not just the raw energy of and system of chords and stuff. It's the sound as well. There is a... You have like mixing some good stuff of punk bands with the good vibes of bands like Jane's Addiction, if you like.
Okay.
This is the, like the space, multi-dimensional, multi-layered.
Yeah, I use delay. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what I thought. Yeah. But the thing is, are you tempted in sharing your knowledge with producing other bands and other artists?
Well, I mean, of course. I would love to. Well, I have produced other bands, but the thing is. You know, I'm not Rick Rubin. You know, it's like Rick Rubin.
Well, no beard.
You know, and I'm fairly attractive. But the thing is, Rick, you know, Rick's a cool guy. And Rick has his thing. And I've got mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if you want to be dry and cranked, put the mics in front. And he's a great arranger. And he's got great ideas to, you know, like what he did with Johnny Cash is amazing. You know, but I'm not Rick Rubin. I'm me, and you know, I don't know what to say. If you want your band to be incredibly unsuccessful, call me up, I'll produce you.
Казах по предвид цялата ти експертиза и познание по отношение на това как се прави саунд, защото и как се продуцира група, защото в албумите и изобщо в музиката на Warrior Soul, а и в соловите му неща, това, което прави впечатление, освен просто енергия и комбинация от акорди, е страхотния космически саунд на много нива. Той каза, разбира се, нали, използвам дилей. Всъщност, би ли се занимавал отново, би ли продължил да продуцираш групи? Той каза, да, аз продуцирам, но не съм Рик Рубин. Той прави много добре, се справя с неговите си неща, но това са си неговите. Ето, например, свърши страхотни неща за албуми на Джони Кеш. Ако искате обаче, ако сте група, искате да не успеете, свържете се с мен. All right. So, you're going to rehearse tonight with the...
I'm doing it like right after this, we're going to rehearsal. We've been up all night drinking, man. It's been really tough. Marauders were out with us last night, and you know, I just flew in and after the tour, and it's been brutal. But you know, I'm going to rehearse for a couple hours and I'm going to sleep till the show.
Потива сега да репетира. Снощи са се черпили, а след това шоуто. What do you have in your set list? Is it set?
What
already?
Don't I have in my set list? Mm-hmm. The guys in Marauder are so badass, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and I want to say this right now. The band Marauder, the guys in the band are just absolutely fantastic. It's like they've learned 21 songs or 25. There's like mm-hmm. 2 hours of material. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do two and a half hours of material, but I might have to. Uh-huh. My friend Vix here has told me that I can play as long as I want.
Yeah.
And since it's the end of the tour, mm-hmm. I'm going to.
Okay.
So I would say you're getting a lot of everything. You're mm-hmm. getting a lot of everything, new stuff, old stuff, you know, mainly based on the first three records, but you're going to get over 21, 22 songs, probably mm-hmm. two and a quarter hours worth of programming, yeah.
В програмата, в неговия сетлист, всъщност, той каза, имам 21 песни, попитайте ме какво няма да изпълнявам, защото всъщност Marauder Incorporated, тези наши момчета, с които той репетира, каза, те са невероятни, научили са
Get
тези
your ass
песни.
Down there, dude!
Аз не исках да пея толкова песни, но сега ще трябва, защото те са ги научили и практически моят приятел Викс ми каза, че мога да стоя на сцената колкото си искам, това е последната вечер от турнето ми, така че ще го направя. One request, please. Since we've been honored to have you with us, could you please do us a station ID?
Hi, I'm Corey from Warrior Soul and other bands that are cool. You're listening to Tangra Mega Rock.
Thank you.